Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, we're back live. We got this Marine coming on who just thinks all the stuff going on over there with the British Royal Marines is just funny and it's all big laughs. That's coming up. C'est la vie, as they say. We'll finish the one segment with him. It might be a little bit, let's just say, we're not on the same page. Right now, let's go to the calls. Frank and then Reardon and others. Frank in Pennsylvania, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Yeah, how you doing there, Alex?
Good.
Good. I really got into that spider routine you were doing a while back. I thought you should have that spider make more appearances on the program. That spider.
Okay, hey, go stalk somebody else, buddy. I recognize your voice. Stop posing as me. That's actually criminal. Thanks for the call, punk. Let's go ahead and talk to Reardon in Hawaii. Reardon, you're on the air.
Hey, Alex, can you hear me on this connection?
Yes, I can. Welcome.
Thanks. I have an ethical dilemma that I'm pretty much sure of how I want to handle it, but I wanted to ask your opinion. When I started learning about abortion, I found out that most abortions were done after 8 and sometimes after 12 weeks. And the reason that was because the fetuses are larger and easier to yank out piece by piece than when they're small.
That's absolutely true. I've talked to women who want to go in and have an abortion, you know, who wanted to and went in, and they said, sorry, we'd really like to wait till it's 12 weeks. And then they schedule you at 12 and like to do it at 14 to 16.
Yeah, and here's the situation. I looked up and started researching at what point I thought life began. And as far as I could tell, 6 to 8 weeks, really, it's alive. You've got, I mean, you can say even earlier from a spiritual standpoint, but from a physical standpoint, it's got brain waves, it can respond, it can feel pain at 8 weeks. I would even push it down to 6. And so here's my dilemma, okay? As a scientist, I came up with a technology, I'm not going to discuss it because I don't want to give people ideas on how to do it, on how to cause a painless abortion before 6 weeks. I thought to myself, it's sort of like inventing the guillotine. If there are going to be abortions done, can I do it in a way that is instant for the child and can be done at an earlier point for the fetus and would be painless? So here's my dilemma. As a scientist, because it's scientists that have been bringing out all these horrors, RFID chips, all the weapons, there's an absence of ethical questioning in the scientific community that needs to be addressed. What is your thought on the matter? If I work in moving this forward and getting investing in it, it will surely cause more abortion, because it'll be so much easier to do. Of course, it has New World Order applications that they're going to do mass sterilization or mass abortions in China with it. But it would also cause the abortions that are going to happen to be less painful or it'll be done at a much earlier point where hopefully the fetus could be argued that it's incapable of pain. What are your thoughts, Alex?
You know, I've got to ponder that, you have this whole lesser of two evils argument. I think, obviously, this Dr. Stuart Campbell is against abortion, and he's using his arguments to reduce, to save millions of lives. And so that argument, that incremental argument, will be effective than just the frontal banning. But I think it really should be banned, but I don't think it would be bad, if they're going to be having these abortions, to have a way to do it when they are just a clump of cells, but still the entire human being right there, folks, with the soul, do it in a more painless way. I'm against abortion, but if they said, should we burn them with salts and where they die over an hour and a half, or should we kill the baby instantly? I'd say, well, if you're going to kill them instantly. So I think right there, again, perhaps we should argue that later in the show after this guest is on, because it's a very serious ethical question. I'd have to ponder that, I would think, for a long time to really, I mean, that is a tough question.
You know, it's like inventing the guillotine. Certainly it caused the death to be instant and painless, but look how many people died in France because of it. I mean, the nuclear bomb in the Manhattan Project ended the war, theoretically, but should the scientists have done that at all? I just don't know.
Yeah, interesting point. Why don't you ought to write an article about that, and I'd post it, ask the question, we can get people's post on it, and it's important. It's an important debate. You've called before, and you're always welcome to call again. I appreciate your fine points, sir.
Hey, Hey, folks, Alex Jones here, and I'm very excited to announce the release of my bombshell documentary film, 911, The Road to Tyranny, on DVD. That's right, folks, DVD. The original film was 144 minutes long. The DVD version is 170 minutes. If you want to wake up your friends and families to the truth of what happened on September 11th, this is the film for you. The Road to Tyranny is already sending shockwaves through Washington and across the United States. You absolutely must see this DVD. It covers the history of government-sponsored terrorism, the police state and homeland security, the nightmare UN population control programs, the cashless society control grid, satellite tracking, implantable microchips, and much, much more. Bottom line, this film is waking people up. Order your copy on VHS or DVD today, and man the guns of the InfoWar. Order right now by calling 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Or order online at InfoWars.com or InfoWars.net. Again, that number, 888-253-3139.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones. You know that Berkey water filters have become the standard of excellence by which all other water filtration systems are measured. The Berkey Light gives you the freshest, cleanest water possible from the world's most revolutionary water filtration system. The self-sterilizing black Berkey elements remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, volatile organic chemicals, trihalomethanes, radon 222, and much, much more. Its rechargeable 8-lamp bright white LED lighting system provides the ideal source of emergency light. The lights can run all night on a single charge, and it is bright enough to read by. This provides a relaxing and ambient night light and allows for optimum use during emergency conditions. The Berkey Light's revolutionary transparent design takes the guesswork out of refilling because you can see the water level at all times. Get the Berkey Light, the standard of excellence, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll free at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Government is best which governs least.
Wake up and smell the fascism.
Being in government means never having to say you're sorry.
What part of unconstitutional do you not understand, George?
In today's world full of tyranny and injustice, sometimes it seems the only thing we still have is our freedom of speech. Exercise your freedom of speech by purchasing your choice of hundreds of different Liberty stickers, from humorous to serious, at LibertyStickers.com. LibertyStickers.com can even customize your own bumper stickers. It's time to stand up for what you believe. Invest in your freedom. Get your stickers at LibertyStickers.com for your family, friends, and community.
I never voted for a war criminal. Have you?
Real conservatives hate Bush.
Go to LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626.
If only our president would listen to his God.
Perhaps Jenna Bush.
Osama bin Forgotten.
Go to LibertyStickers.com and express your freedom of speech today.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Jan and Joe and many others, your calls are coming up in the next segment. There's a ton of news I haven't even gotten to yet. I want to also get back into this latest news. You know, cameras in the bathrooms at the public schools. And if you don't like it and you try to take them down, well, they just suspend you from school and they're going to keep the cameras in there. I want to go back into that more and take your calls on that subject. The toll-free number to join us is 1-800-259-9231. We saw the images starting Monday. It was in several of the big British newspapers of naked British Royal Marines running around bashing each other in the head with these large, I guess, boxing gloves on. And they take those off, and then one of the officers runs over and punches a guy and then kicks him in the head and knocks him out cold. And basically all of this is just going on. I know they've always had rites of passage and stuff like that, but, I mean, it just gets more and more extreme. But our guest says it's not as extreme as it was back in the 1980s. And, of course, there's a lot of the same stuff goes on here. And I personally think it's like mind control. I mean, it follows the same parameters as that. But author of Amongst the Marines, The Untold Story, and Always a Marine, written 2 books, available on Amazon.com. Amongst the Marines is Stephen Preece's firsthand account of life as an elite Royal Marine commando. He delivers a direct and unflinching depiction of the excesses and often shocking lifestyle of the Marines and explains the impact this had on his own personality and behavior. And his fulfilled childhood ambition of earning the coveted Green Beret from the commando training center at Limpstone when he was 18 He was unaware at that time of the brutal rite of passage that awaited him and all the other pieces of skin new recruits at his first Marine Commando unit. And I don't know what it is to make you fight your friends. I had no problem fighting somebody I didn't like. Somebody was trying to attack me, but watching that video, I can see putting on the pads and or fighting combat training, but trying to people just to bash each other in the face. I don't know. It seems to me sick, but I'm sure I don't know about the culture. And of course, the Marines here do similar things. Joining us is Stephen. Priest. Stephen, thanks for coming on with us.
Pleasure.
Tell us about, in a nutshell, how you got in, what rank you went to. You ended up getting court-martialed, but were found not guilty. Go through that for us, and then tell us about those brutal rites of passages, which earlier I was talking to you, you're saying that things are less extreme now.
Yes, they are. They are. Now, I will tell you about back in the 80s, the video I'll come on to after that, because I think the videos have been blown out of proportion. But back in the 80s, just after the Falklands War was when I joined up, and the culture at the time was quite violent. There was a lot of bullies at that time, and it was very difficult sort of joining your first commando unit and actually becoming one of the guys. For quite some time, you had to learn to toe the line and stay quiet until you got to know everybody, until eventually you'll be accepted as one of the other guys. And basically after that, it's sort of, you watch each other's backs on active service, so you need to trust each other. So it's quite important that bullying doesn't happen anymore. Quite frankly, after the early years of the Falklands War, the aftermath, which lasted about 2 or 3 years, they started to stamp bullying out and didn't tolerate bullying anymore, which more so in the 90s. But at that time, I think after I'd had the inception, the violent inception at the beginning, I think my path was set in that I just didn't tolerate anybody who offered me violence after that and practically took on all oncomers. And all kinds of situations.
Well, I mean, describe the bullying, and then, of course, you kind of embraced it in a way and sort of beating them up. But, I mean, break it down for us. I mean, you're saying a lot more extreme than someone being savagely kicked in the head and knocked out.
Yeah, back in the 80s, I was dragged out of bed and then kicked around on the floor and beaten with a stick.
But people die like that. I mean, I'm not bragging, but personally, I've hit somebody 4 or 5 times and they almost die. I mean, how do you sit there and just bash people in the head and they don't die?
I think it's a case of how you do it. It's not that you're professional enough to be sure.
Now, actually, some Royal Marines have died, though. That's been in the news.
Yeah, that's true, yeah. But that's been because of the dangers and depths of their physical basic training. Quite often, as opposed to violence amongst the ranks.
Okay, but I'll shut up. Tell us specifically what they do. So they drag you out of bed, beat you with a stick.
Yeah, quite frankly, it was just a lesson. Somebody had told this guy who just came back from the Falklands War that I'd been mouthing off, which was the wrong message, but it wasn't the message that he was told. And he punished me in that way. And I just kept my mouth shut and got on with it. But
so basically it's like corporal punishment just for anything being beaten savagely.
It was at that time, back in the 80s. But after that, amongst the Marines is quite a story. It's a story that covers the 7 years, and I focused directly on the private life I experienced. So it wasn't just during my service with the Marines. It was home leave and situations I got myself into, and a lot of the trouble I caused, fights with the locals in pubs when I'd come back from tours abroad. And the antics that the Marines used to get up to when they drank excessively.
Exactly. In fact, you couldn't turn it off. What happened once you got court-martialed, though? They found you not guilty.
Yeah, by the late 80s, they brought out a new policy where they would not tolerate levels of violence amongst the ranks, and certainly not bullying. And eventually it caught up with me, and I was court-martialed in 1989. But I wasn't.
Was this because you were beating a recruit or fighting with another Marine?
Fighting with another Marine.
So you guys just routinely would start savaging each other?
More or less, yes.
I mean, can you describe how this would start? What would happen? I mean,
yeah, well, basically, you know, this guy just hit me on the back of the head. We were walking along the street together because I was quite a handful and renowned for it at that time. And hit me on the back of the head, so I turned around and a fight ensued. And I hung him over a 40-foot wall. It was four feet one side and 40 foot on the other by his feet. But just to frighten him. He then he got back up and he ran away. But when I got back to...
So you were the biggest and the baddest, everybody wanted to fight you.
Pardon?
You were the big bad ones, everybody wanted to fight you.
Yeah, I was at that time, yes.
King of the hill, yeah.
Yeah, I think there was other guys who were quite tough too, but I was just a handful. However, I don't really blame the Marines for that. I think maybe my childhood had a lot to do with it too.
I understand. Yeah, certain people go really wild in that culture. But you were found not guilty. What happened in the tribunal?
Okay, I lasted for 2 days, but I actually I did my that year was the worst year of my life. My father died. My mother got knocked down in a road accident and was in intensive care.
Oh.
I damaged my lower back and was beaten up by three other servicemen whom I didn't know. Then I had the court case, and although it might sound bad because I hung this guy over the wall, he was actually the person who would cause the issue by...
Well, yeah, he hits you first. I fully understand that.
Yeah.
It was just the extreme image of this. He had to do something. So give us, and of course you cover this all in these two books, which are available at Amazon.com. Tell us, sir, about, I mean, you don't think it's any big deal, you were saying, what we saw with these images of the guy getting kicked in the face and everybody running around naked?
No, I think the problem we have here is that the Marines of today are very different from the 80s. In that they have more control of their aggression. Now, I know we saw the guy who, really, these guys are just guys who've come back from Iraq who were, you know, letting off steam and drinking lots of beer, having some fun together. A bit of harmless fun, really. Just
getting naked is having fun. Running around naked, drinking beer.
Yes, because no one gets hurt and it's just good fun. It's obviously a rough game. If it had been a rugby football team, then it wouldn't have even made the press.
No, I understand. But why are they naked? I'm trying to understand. I don't know.
Maybe it just became they don't think they do.
They go back to like Roman wrestling or something?
Yeah, sort of. It's sort of like boxing, but with roll mats that they were doing. They didn't do that in the 80s, but it's obviously, you know, something they do now. But it's just their way of letting off steam.
Well, why does the officer kick him in the head then?
The guy who kicked him in the head was actually a corporal, a non-commissioned officer. And I have no doubt that he will be disciplined because the Royal Marines will not tolerate violence amongst the ranks. They take.
I mean, it's one thing to have them having a boxing match on their knees, but why, the other guy looked like he didn't do anything. Why run up and just savagely kick him in the head? You can kill somebody like that.
Well, the guy actually said something to him, but nobody knows what he said. And that, in that moment of time, he must have just flashed, saw red, and lashed out without thinking. Yeah, it was just one of those things. I think, and quite honestly, I have no doubt that he will be severely disciplined for that.
Now, I've been kicked in the head like that. It doesn't feel good.
No, the guy who assaulted the guy on his knees would probably be court-martialed, I would guess.
All right. Well, tell us about the two books again, sir.
Okay, my first book's an expose of my life amongst the Marines, and basically the type of guy I was and what I did, and a lot of the funny antics I got up to, and a lot of violence that went on in my life, and the culture of the type of people I started with, but by the late 80s, you know, I was one of the few at that time. The second book, Always a Marine, is quite a different story, really, and it will appeal to a lot of people across the world, I would imagine, because it's a story of a soldier who leaves the armed forces but is still mentally a soldier, and who thinks and reacts as a soldier in given situations. And that can be a lot of things, but quite frankly, because I was a man of few words, I found it hard to get work because every time somebody upset me, I used to beat the hell out of them.
All right. Well, thank you for joining us. I appreciate you spending the time, sir.
Okay, can I just tell you one last thing? It's what actually started the fight, quashed the fire that burned inside in the end was the ninjas.
Oh, stay there. We've got a break. We'll come back and finish up with you.
Welcome to RealityZone.com. My name is G. Edward Griffin. When I wrote The Creature from Jekyll Island, A Second Look at the Federal Reserve, I said, we must create an entirely new money supply which is 100% backed by precious metals, and we must do this within a reasonably short period of time. I'm now pleased to inform you that the Liberty Dollar Organization has done precisely that. The Liberty Dollar is 100% backed and redeemable in gold and silver. So, if you want to make money and protect your purchasing power, I encourage you to visit the Liberty Dollar at www.libertydollar.org or call 888-421-6181 to find out about getting a free copy of The Creature from Jekyll Island. That's www.libertydollar.org or call toll-free 888-421-6181.
Berkey water filters are the ultimate filters used worldwide for normal or hostile filtration environments to provide the most delicious, sparkling, clean water possible. The Berkey Light self-sterilizing filter elements remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, chemicals, and they reduce lead, mercury, aluminum, nitrate, sulfur, odors, foul taste, and much, much more. Yet they leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. The Berkey Light has ridges to deflect water if the upper chamber is overfilled, and it can be used anywhere on a flat surface. That's because it has an elevated base. The entire system joins together to make the Berkey Light convenient to transport, even while it's filtering water. Its rechargeable bright white LED lamps allow for optimum use at night or during emergency conditions. Get the Berkey Light, the ultimate filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
If you think your engine is safe by having the oil changed every 3,000 miles, think again. Every time you start your car, your engine creates friction between the moving parts. These moving parts wear against each other, and the result is small metal particles circulating through your oil, causing premature wear and damage to your engine. Oil filters do a good job of trapping the large metal particles, but they will not trap the most harmful tiny particles. These tiny particles circulate constantly through your oil, and over time, your engine begins to show signs of wear. This is why you need the Filter Mag. The Filter Mag is a powerful magnet that holds itself to the outside of your oil filter, trapping the tiny metal particles to the inside wall of the filter, extending the life of your oil and ultimately extending the life of your engine. The reusable Filter Mag is maintenance-free, installs in 2 seconds, and lasts forever. So what are you waiting for? Go to FilterMag.com. That's FilterMag.com. Or call 800-345-8376. That's 800-345-8376.
Here it is, folks, the 2006 Red Book, the most comprehensive edition ever published. Midas Resources believes our clients should be as informed as possible. It includes a history of U.S. coins, the actual mintages, the grading standards. Learn the stability of real money. Protect yourself from fiat currencies. They are instruments of debt. Feel the comfort and safety of real money. Midas will send you the 2006 Red Book and a genuine silver dollar for just $22.95 delivered. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237. Don't be lost in a sea of confusion. Get the 2006 Red Book. Help steer your own financial ship. Call Midas now, 1-800-686-2237.
About the crown playing right now. Don't come beat me up. I'm kind of being sarcastic. It's funny that song's playing. Talking about 1776. But no, the culture of the military, much of our military culture here in the U.S. is British or German in nature. And much of the British military stratagem is German as well. Is basically these rites and, you know, all this training and doing this. But you were going to finish up saying something, sir?
Yes, I I had a problem after I finished my career in the Royal Marines, curbing my aggression, which was an issue during my service, which eventually led to me having to leave the Marines. And eventually, I actually, purely by fate, ended up training with the ninjas. And it was the ninjas who took the aggression away from me to calm the fire that once burned inside me.
And then you can focus it.
Yes, I could focus it, yes. I could see things a lot more clearly, and I now have a lot more control.
Well, you know, that's good. I worry about all this killer training and switching off the thought process and being all gung-ho, because so many times when a cop shoots an old lady in the back or some young kid in the back or beats somebody up or blows up at somebody for no reason, well, officer, why do you want to search my car? Get out of the bleeping vehicle, lady! I mean, I've had a friend who's in a wheelchair paralyzed because he's like, what's this? Well, those are my hand controls. Get out! Well, I can't get out quick enough. And the guy was obviously on roids, blew up, drug him out of the vehicle, and the guy's paralyzed, chest down. And every time I check, they're former Special Forces, they're former Marine Force Recon, they're former, I mean, it's just they cannot control themselves. Do you think that's dangerous to have so many of our military who don't have impulse control and who have had their killer instinct honed being turned loose on the public as police?
No, I don't think it's dangerous at all. I think basically the focus goes on those who get it wrong instead of those who get it right. And the majority of former service people do get it right, and they're the ones who make the police or any other forces they serve in a success.
No, I agree with you, but at the same time then, in the past they wouldn't put up with bad cops. Now it seems, at least in our country, they try to protect them, and they just are like these monsters stalking the countryside.
Well, I mean, that's down to perception, truthfully.
All right, well, I appreciate you joining us, and take care.
Great, thanks.
Bye. No, it is a problem, folks. You see these steroided head cops that just got out of the military, and they are just looking for a fight. And great, go join the military again and go fight in Fallujah. I mean, don't fight me when you pull me over in the minivan. I don't want to fight with you. I'm not into fighting anymore. And I got over that when I was about 18, 19 years old. And I see fighting as losing. I mean, I'll fight if I have to, but I'm just not like running around having to prove I'm a man. And I think this culture of just strutting around, bugging your eyes out all day is really a big problem. Why don't you be real men and fight for this country with the pen? Or fight for this country by learning the Constitution and how you're violating it? Why don't you be men enough to actually morally have courage, which takes a lot more than just physical courage, to go against peer pressure? I mean, I'm not tooting my horn, but it was hard on the morning of 9/11 to get on the air and say it's a government op. And I laid out more info that first morning than most of the so-called 911 leaders, you know, exposing the, have even figured out today. And it took moral courage to do that. And I hold that type of courage. I hold the courage of that woman saying no to those goon cops in Denver and letting them arrest her and letting them put her in handcuffs and letting them throw the ticket down in front of her and saying, don't ever come back here again. I hold in esteem the people, you know, who would face down billy club wielding police when they were demanding their voting rights or demanding that they be able to go in and use anybody's bathroom, you know, at the shopping mall. That takes courage, folks, to peaceably, frankly, let people walk up and hit you in the head with billy clubs. Now, understand, I'm not saying let people walk up and hit you in the head with billy clubs. You got to know when to hold them, know when to fold them, know when to walk away, know when to run, know when to fight. You know, there's a time to live, a time to die, a time for this, a time for that. You know, you have to know when to fight. I mean, if you're sitting there with cameras rolling and the cops are going to, plus, you know, if you hit them back when they hit you, which is a natural, normal thing to do, you're going to spend time in prison. Let them crack you on the head and then sue them and own their house and attack them that way. You see, and then it'll be a lesson to all the rest of them not to behave like that and not to do that. So, but if a SWAT team's coming to put you in a paddy wagon to take you to a FEMA camp, well, then you know what you got to do. You see, there's all these different, there isn't one solution, one set thing for each little node. There's a multifaceted, multivariate situation. All right, we're going to go to your calls as soon as we get back. So stay with us. PrisonPlanet.tv.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
So what's in your shampoo, bath soap, and dish soap? Chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodiums, formaldehydes, etc.? Read the labels. Inhaling exposure can lead to coughing, wheezing, shortness of breath, headache, and nausea. Also may be irritating to the skin and mucous membranes and cause you to seek medical help. Perfumes, also known as fragrance on a label, can indicate the presence of thousands of separate ingredients. Now, just by one example, here's what's in my Calben Pure Soap Shampoo. It's all natural, earth-friendly, it contains extra virgin cocoa butter oils and vegetable protein oils. No harsh chemicals, no animal tallow or testing. So what are you waiting for? Call now, 1-800-340-7091, and find out how a family of four can save over $1,000 per year on all their cleaning products with Calben Pure Soaps. Call Calben toll-free at 1-800-340-7091. That's 800-340-7091, or visit CalbenPureSoap.com.
You've asked for them, and now they're here. Hello, folks. Alex Jones introducing you to the new Berkey PF2 fluoride and arsenic reduction elements for exclusive use with the Berkey Lights Black Berkey Purification Elements. The Berkey's PF2 simply screw onto the stem of the Black Berkey Purification Element. When used, water flow through the purification elements where pathogenic bacteria, harmful chemicals, radon-222, heavy metals, nitrates, foul taste, and odors are separated from the water. The water then flows through the PF2 elements where fluoride, arsenic, and other residual heavy metal ions are separated. Your purified water is now ready. If you have fluoride or arsenic in your water, you need the Berkey PF2 post filter elements. Get a set of two for only $49 or get two sets for only $89 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll free. 888-803-4438.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using the Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll free 866-885-6625. 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625.
Don't worry. This show is documented. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
I fell into a burning ring of fire. I went down, 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 and the flames went higher. And it burns, 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 the ring of fire, the ring of fire.
The taste of love is sweet when hearts like ours meet.
The ring of fire.
All right, we're going to rapid fire. Go to Joe and Sonny and Pat and James and Dave and others. And just remember, we have another big article up today. We played the audio earlier. Maybe I should play that again, where kids find cameras in the bathrooms watching them, secret cameras in Georgia. And the principal just says, I don't care, in the middle school. And it's the high school principal who's put them there, and he's just like, I don't care, we're going to keep the cameras there. And there's all the other cases of where they even put cameras in the girls' showers at the middle schools and then act like it's normal and act like the parents are all crazy when they complain about it. I mean, that's total 1984. Let's go back to the calls now. I'm going to move quickly here. Joe in Wisconsin. Go ahead, Joe.
Hey, Alex. I got feedback for you and a cell phone update. First, you were talking about how the police are clamping down on everything. I don't think we're supposed to have any creative outlets for stress anymore. It has to be watch the TV, be mesmerized, or whatever. And I, after you did your expose on the medical procedures, I just felt morally sucker punched. I just you know it's good to get the gangrene of the soul out, because if you don't, it's going to fester. But anyway, I called because you asked about the current state of affairs in Wisconsin, and I did a search, and the Badger Herald, they had a March 3rd, 2005 article about all cell phones are mandatorily being sold with GPS systems in them. And there's only two counties in Wisconsin, one's Waukesha and the other's Dane County, that actually have 911 Plus service, as they call it, because it's just too
expensive. And again, it tracks, see, the cell phones are already all being tracked by the feds, but with the federal money, and your governor wants to put this in statewide 2 years ago, you went and looked it up, now only two counties are doing it. I don't know how many counties are in Wisconsin. So two counties are doing the thing where they track you and watch you in real time.
Well, the thing that concerns me is, number one, why are cell phone sales jumping through the roof? Why are they so cheap? And if you go to a call-in show about investments, Motorola is making these cell phones. Their stock is just jumping. And I'm pretty sure that they're going to make mandatory cell phone carrying for, of course, 911 service. You know, you're going to be issued.
Well, already they're trying. They're on the verge. They said a year ago they're going to make it standard on all GM products, where you don't have a choice. The OnStar is on, and even if you don't activate it, and I've warned people, and there were cases, the FBI uses it to eavesdrop. It's just a cell phone with a speaker and a microphone.
Yep.
And it tracks you. Why? Why do we? Again, it's going to be used. If you want to go get a service and use this yourself, fine. But the problem
people
is,
people think that you're nuts. The cell phone must be on in order to receive a call. That means that it's electronically active. Try sticking it in a metal object like a metal shield for like a locker or something. Then have somebody call that cell phone, see if it works. Then as soon as you open the thing up, it's active. So you'll know when you're getting a signal. Anyway, that's all I got.
Well, you bet. Plus, we all do it. Everybody does it. We're these social creatures. We think it's normal. Everybody just keeps putting it up on their head. Now, if you've got a radio wireless earpiece, that's not bad for you at all. Super low-powered radio transmitting up to your earpiece. If you've got the little wire, it's a little bit better. Some of that stuff transfers over it, transmits over it, and hits you. But, I mean, there's like Swiss, Dutch, British, American studies in triplicate. The brain raises 1 degree in a certain area, a certain circumference around the phone. It's a microwave. Holes in the brain, frying it. And we're so weak, we all just keep using them. I mean, I'll plug my little wireless thing in when I'm doing a radio interview or something, when I'm on the road for 30 minutes on a cell phone, or I'll do whatever. And I don't use mine hardly any now. But still, I'll just, it's convenient. Oh, just take the call. Just take the call. And then we'll just give them to our kids. Oh, here, you're 8 years old, honey, so I can keep track of you. Here's your new cell phone. And they're on it 10 hours a day with their friends. And you'll wonder why she gets brain tumor when she's 18 years old. And it's not our opinion. It's not our opinion. It's absolute documented fact. It's just insane. It's going to make smoking, you know, Camel, if you've got a cold and having trouble breathing, smoke an extra Camel. Doctor approved for helping respiration. Bull. Well, think about, cell phones are good for you. Mercury is good for you. It's just not true. And these new ones are so crummy. I mean, I try my friend's cell phones. I try my parents' cell phones. I try my wife's cell phone. I try neighbors. They all break up. They're all total crud. I've got an old cell phone system, which you can't even buy anymore for the last year or two. And it's not even that big of a phone. It's about twice the size that people use. And it just works like a charm everywhere. And it doesn't cut out. And it's not satellite tracked or GPS enabled. So there you go, folks. Let's go ahead and talk to Sunny in Idaho. Sunny, is it sunny in Idaho today?
It sure is, but we got a lot of snow.
How you doing?
Good. Hey, try this one on, Alex. Everybody is absolutely horrified when they hear about the actions of somebody like Charles Manson or Jeffrey Dahmer, and yet they have no connection to what goes on with an abortion. And I think that's because everybody subconsciously knows it could never happen to them. If abortion could be made retroactive, and everybody...
No, that's a good point. It's the weak. It's the small. We don't talk about that. Exactly. Let's just not go there. Exactly.
I think everybody would think a little bit more about it, and I don't think there would be so many people pro-abortion.
Well, there's not as many as there were. They've lost half their support in the last 10 years.
Yep. Well, God bless you, Alex.
Thank you. God bless you. I appreciate it. No, I mean, I actually feel pain, to use the Bill Clinton term. I feel your pain, but no, I mean, I feel empathy. And I think that's the beginning of strength, folks, having empathy. I even try to have empathy for some of the psychopathic people that are always trying to bring me down and lying about me and doing horrible things, and university professors and the newspapers and the TV shows that attack me, and the government operatives, the fake patriots, their websites that attack me. Really, it gives you great peace when you realize they're just sending listeners to you who will find out the truth. But it even brings a greater peace when you just forgive them and go, man, how miserable must they be? Because my life is so fulfilled. It is so good. Even the bad things that happen, even the... I just see good in everything now. You know, so many good things are happening, and... I hear people who've given up or say it's all over, we can't defeat the New World Order, there's nothing we can do, and... So much of that has been sold to us by Tim LaHaye and the Left Behind series. And, I mean, have you read some of that? We got to kill all the Muslims. They're the devil. Kill them all. Let God sort them out. Don't get involved in politics because the end of the world's coming anyways. That's not what the scriptures teach. It's not what history shows. That's not what the founding fathers did. It's not what the prophets did. And it's just a giant... people want to read that propaganda. They want to buy 50 million books and somebody makes billions of dollars off of it. They want to hear, everything's all right, go along to get along. They want Pat Robertson to say, go ahead and biometrically scan, go ahead and take the chip, and then make the sign of Satan. They, oh, it's okay, see, I don't have to do anything. But that way is death. Let's go ahead and talk to Pat in Ohio. Go ahead, Pat.
Hello, Alex. I'm planning on sending a lot of copies of your tapes to different ministries. And, well, but out of curiosity, I need to know, where can I get a copy of that, a hard copy of the memo that Vice President Dick Cheney used to take away the powers of NORAD? Where can I go get a copy of that?
Okay, that's a memorandum.
Because I've seen it on your tape.
No, I know. I'm telling you, it's not a, it's a, I'm telling you what it is. It's a memorandum.
Okay.
Order from Rumsfeld, who has then been directed, he says, by the vice president, and there's no list of a document how he was directed. There should be. And then he's ordering NORAD and the military to no longer have shoot-down powers that they've had since 57 when it was formed, and it's given unto himself or the vice president. I don't have that memorandum in front of me. I don't know the exact name or number of it. It's in the film. If you write down the name of the memorandum, if you hit pause on your
right.
DVD...
Right, well, that's what I did. I used the pause button, and I was trying to read it, the clause, the purpose clause, and the application clause.
We don't
clause.
Have to do that. You just got to type into a search engine the headline. You'll get 100 different websites that have got it posted, and you'll get the Pentagon website. We got that directly out of a PDF file in the Pentagon.
Oh, so but get that number.
With a search engine, you just need the name. Like up at the top, it's like Joint Forces Memorandum Order or something, 9X42,
gotcha.
And I forget what it is, but it's something like that. And or you can type into Google Donald Rumsfeld's order taking shoot down powers from the brass.
Right. Now, does he still have that power as the vice president, or has it been taken?
Well, they always had that power. They just took it. They restricted it only unto themselves. So they always had that power. They were just taking it away from the admirals and generals.
Oh, so now they have it all by themselves.
Yes, they were not letting people shoot things down.
Okay, and my second question was, because a friend of mine, we might go up there next July to a Bohemian Grove, and I don't know if, because I would love to bust President Bush, so-called Christian, to see if he... But I would like to see if he...
Well, he was in California for 5 days this year during it and sneaking around. We don't know if he was there. We know Bush Sr. is there.
Right,
normally,
right.
Presidents don't go while they're in office. But listen, I'm sorry, what was your question about Bohemian Grove?
I was going to say, because he has the right Wolverine Christians at heart. Yes, he is very influential.
Yeah,
like
the people that follow Bush think Moloch is basically Jesus, and he's not. Thanks for the call. I mean, seriously, I've had national Christian talk shows call me a wicked devil, call me evil, say I'm a liar. Skull and Bones isn't bad. It's no big deal. Bohemian Grove doesn't exist. I'm of the devil. I mean, how could... And people want to believe that lie. Oh, yeah, Alex is bad. No, no. Bush, he's of the Lord. And you just don't talk bad about him. You're going to hell. Let's go ahead and talk to James in New York. You're on the air. Welcome.
Thanks. How you doing, Alex?
Good, sir. Good to hear from you.
I love your work. I want to thank you for providing us with some of the greatest tools I've had in my personal experience trying to talk to people. This Thanksgiving, the day before, my mother and my stepfather are both very active volunteers. They're with the Democrats. They work for Maurice Hinchey. So I handed them a brand new copy of The Road to Tyranny, and my stepfather hand-delivered it to my congressman, Maurice Hinchey, for the holiday. I haven't gotten a feedback from him yet, but at least I went as far as I could with that.
Well, that's exciting.
Also, we had a problem with the GCN server being down 2 days ago.
Yeah, that was GCN. Wasn't a government thing. It's just, you know, we're up for every 6 months or so. There's a problem. Our hard drives burn out and stuff happens. And magically, you can't get a hold of a guy that's supposed to fix it. And so we're in the process of moving that, upgrading it to a more redundant system. I don't run the GCN servers. That's the Genesis Network.
I did take the time to call up at the time my broadband provider explained that it had been done before on October 5th. Your site had been blocked before.
Yeah, that was different.
And they explained it was different. I wanted them to know not to piss on my parade this time around. Great work. I've got a brother-in-law. He's a mechanical engineer for Lockheed Martin. He's a 4.0 RPI student. I've been presenting him with the Galileo's Law of Free-Falling Bodies. And you've given us enough tools to convince educated people that will listen for us.
Yeah, how do buildings fall faster than gravity? Only if they're aerosolized and totally demolished can they do that.
Yes, sir. You're also my favorite source for Miami, because I can't seem to find a lot of coverage on that.
I hear you. Well, listen, I appreciate your call. I really do appreciate that. What a nice call from you there, James, in New York. Let's go ahead and talk to Dave in Georgia. Dave, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hello, Alex. Thank you for taking my call.
You bet. Thank you.
I'm going to make this quick because I'm on a poor quality cordless phone. I'm sorry. 2 days ago, I was unable to hear most of your interview with Jordan Maxwell.
Yes, the internet was down.
Yes, that's true. And I did catch a snippet of it, but not very much. And I was very intrigued. And I wanted to request a podcast of that interview, if that's possible.
Yeah, just email it to Paul over there. I believe it's been put out on podcast, or it should be.
I've subscribed to the podcast, and it's not up yet. But,
yeah.
If you plan on...
It's up on prisonplanet.tv for members.
Yeah, and I'm not a member yet.
Yeah.
If I had high speed, I would be there in a second.
So it's got slow speed. Everything's put up in two speeds.
Wonderful. Okay, well, then, since you're having a holiday special, I guess I should do that now.
Yeah, well, you can also get my membership from the network, and then you get everything.
Right.
You get higher quality streams that aren't a little 8-bit, and you get all the archives and a bunch of other stuff, so you can get it from them, too.
Wonderful. Thank you very much for all you do.
Thank you, sir. I really do appreciate your call. Look, if I sound bummed out today, I'm not bummed out. I'm just calm. And I'm calm because I know, in the end, good always overcomes evil. And I know that people are waking up faster than they've ever woken up before. But at the same time, there is a literal invasion of the truth movement, the patriot movement, the resistance by disinfo agents, by kooks, by people that tell you there's no hope, by people that tell you it's all over, there's nothing you can do, you don't have any power, you can't affect change. And, you know, whether they're fellow travelers with the New World Order, you know, just because they buy into the same propaganda, or whether they're actually paid, or whether they're COINTELPRO, it runs the gamut. But from the bottom of my heart, from real study, from really crunching the numbers, from really looking at history, I'm not putting a good face on it. I'm not cheerleading up here. We really are having an effect. We really are getting the word out to people. We really are changing minds. We really have defeated a lot of evil. Good things are happening on so many fronts, and we need to remember that and know that, and know that resistance is not futile. At the same time, we've got to be wary. People ask me why I get frustrated and talk about some of the other groups that are out there with networks or radio shows, and you know why I think they're disgusting, and it's because they pose as us. They imply that support us, that supports, you know, these shows, and trying to blur the lines to where people think that it's my show. And then people associate my broadcast with some of the other broadcasts that are out there. So you really should have discernment when you're listening to these programs and these shows, and think about the track records of the individuals you're listening to, what they've promised in the past, what they haven't delivered on, the things they've done. Now, I think if you start thinking about that a little bit, you can separate the wheat from the chaff rather quickly. We'll come back at a few final news items and take a call or two. I'm Alex Jones, your host, PrisonPlanet.tv. Check it out today. There is a secret that holds the world's destiny in its grasp. Hello, my friends. Alex Jones here. Learn that secret with my new film, Martial Law, 9/11 Rise of the Police State. Martial Law plumbs the depths of the New World Order's ideology, their philosophy. Out of the ashes of the September 11th tragedy, a dark empire of war and tyranny has risen. The Constitution has been shredded, and America is now a police state. This film exposes not just who was behind the 9/11 attacks, but the roots and history of its orchestrators. Martial Law is a blazing spotlight piercing the electronic Berlin Wall of controlled corporate media. Plumb the depths of the elite's minds, their ideology, their driving philosophy, and uncover the power-mad cult of death that is sworn to turn the Earth into a prison planet. Discover the document of truth for yourself before it's too late. Call toll-free to get a copy of Martial Law. 1-888-253-3139. Or visit InfoWars.com and the secure shopping cart. That's InfoWars.com or 888-253-3139. Or watch the film right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Black Berkey replacement elements are ideal for use in any gravity filter. These self-sterilizing filters can transform raw pond and lake water into delicious, crystal-clear drinking water. Ideal for travel or outdoor events, and perfect in the event of hostile filtration environments such as local or national emergencies, because they remove both harmful chemicals and pathogenic bacteria from water. So powerful, they can remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites to non-detectable levels. Try halomethanes and volatile organic chemicals such as atrazine, benzene, chlorine, chloroform, and NTBE are removed to below detectable limits. They reduce nitrates and unwanted metals such as lead, mercury, aluminum, copper, and foul taste like chlorine and sulfur odors. Yet the Black Berkey filter elements leave in the helpful and beneficial minerals that your body needs. Normally $48 each, get a 2-pack for only $91 or a 4-pack for only $173. Get the powerful Black Berkey replacement filters now by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
For Ryan Slickhuizen, Steve Watson, Paul Watson, Violet Jones, my webmasters, the main writers, the people that write the comments and the blurbs for the site, all of you that have been sending us listener comments, we're posting those in prominent areas of InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com every day, where potentially millions of people, don't like to toot our horn, but it is a ridiculous amount of visitors, thank God, we'll read your comments if they're... not just total plugs or totally commercialistic. I mean, we even allow some of that. But even people we disagree with, we've been posting them. In fact, I forgot to tell Paul, so I think it went to my mailbox instead of his. I want that thing up there where the guy said I was evil because we had an ad for tasers from a self-defense website. No, I'm not against guns and tasers. I'm against their misuse, sir. Against the people that are wielding them improperly. I need to write an article about that. It's important. But death toll from road accidents, 390 times that from terrorism study shows. And the body count from road accidents in developed economies is 390 times higher than the death toll in these countries from international terrorism. And the numbers are even higher in the United States. So you're 390 times. This is the point I always make. This is out of the French news agency, AFP. You get in your car because that's freedom. You get in your car knowing it's the number one cause of death. You put your babies in the car knowing, I guess you don't know, but you should, that's the number one cause of death. It dwarfs everything else. Then is drowning in mop buckets, bathtubs you don't let the water out of, pails of water in the backyard. Tens of thousands a year. And number, what was it last time I checked on the World Almanac? It was number 14 a few years ago. I haven't checked it lately. Guns are like the number 14 cause of death. So you tell the gun grabbers that when they try to go, the children are dying. Of course, 80%+ of those that they say are children are really gang members that died while being shot coming in the back of your house. So, just thought I'd mention that. So we're going to give up our whole way of life, all our freedoms, lick the boots of police in black uniforms with ski masks. And I guarantee you, cops kill more Americans than terrorists do in a 10-year period. To keep us safe from imaginary boogeymen that are just, they're behind everything. We've got to randomly search you on the side of the road and at the shopping mall because Al Zakari might get you. It's just total and complete fraud. In some bad news here, there is a new tropical storm. They have never recorded this in this time of the year, and it looks like others may keep developing. We've already had the busiest and most severe hurricane season ever recorded. Typhoons are at record levels, and we have Tropical Storm Epsilon, public advisory, and major changes taking place. A really scary article here on the London Guardian that's up on Infowars.com about the jet stream slowing. And they say it could cause, decades-long study from 57 to now, shows that actually we're going to probably go into another ice age. So what you've been hearing, there are changes afoot, but are they natural or are they man-made? A volcano ejects more fossil fuels and more gases than all of human activity in the last 100 years. One major event with a volcano. We're out of time here. The new film, Order of Death, is out. And when you get it, you also get Dark Secrets Inside Bohemian Grove. Comes with it for $24.95. Each additional copy of both the films together is $9.95, so you can give them as gifts. No excuse. Get them out to people. Infowars.com or give them a PrisonPlanet.tv membership. Just go sign up, so easy, for a month or a year, and give it as a gift inside that card or email. Or give them your own passcode. Just don't spread it around too much, or it degrades service, and I got to add more servers. But the object is getting the word out, so c'est la vie. PrisonPlanet.tv or Infowars.com or 1-888-253-3139. We're out of time. God bless you all. We're going to win this thing with God's help. Now get out there and take on the New World Order.
This broadcast is available on MP3 CD format at GCNLive.com or call toll-free 877-300-7645.